The growing search for non-Middle Eastern oil has put new focus on West Africa and the Guinea coast. In 2009, China's state oil company, Sinopec, won control over oil leases in Sao Tome and the Principe development zone. The deal made China a major player in importing West African crude oil. Around the same time, the U.S. military began building up its presence in the nearby Gulf of Guinea by constructing small so-called lily pad bases with a low profile. While the U.S. has an interest in patrolling West African waters to interdict growing drug traffic in the area, other major reasons for Washington's increased presence include competition with China for access to this region's rich oil reserves and use of the area as a jumping-off point to project American military power farther inland to nations battling Islamic insurgents in such countries as Mali and Niger. While China is using its cultural links to Portuguese-speaking Macau to expand trade into West Africa, including the tiny oil-rich nation of Equatorial Guinea, Washington has enlisted Brazil to act on its behalf to counter Chinese influence in the area's former Portuguese colonies. The Obama administration would like Brazil to act as a junior police force in West Africa, but Brazil is also acting to protect its own investments and commerce in the region. Caleb Vines returned home from two tours in the Iraq War in 2006. He's currently one of the tens of thousands of victims of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Caleb also suffers from traumatic brain injury from multiple concussions during combat. During his tour, the former soldier survived 20 explosions, including IEDs, in Iraq. According to Mother Jones magazine, Caleb's doctors are not sure of the full extent of his injuries. He experiences flashbacks where he believes himself to be suddenly back in the Iraqi war zone. His troubles were compounded by a 4-year delay in his PTSD diagnosis. Caleb's wife, Brannon, and his daughter, Katie, experienced secondary traumatic stress. Symptoms include depression, alienation, and compassion fatigue. Secondary stress disorder was first detected among Vietnam-era veterans and families and observed in spouses of Israeli and Dutch war veterans. Robert Mata, a clinical psychologist at Hofstra University, insists trauma is a contagious disease. It affects everyone in close contact with a traumatized person. But family PTSD therapy programs available to active duty personnel are not available to discharged veterans, their spouses, or children. A massive oxygen-depleted dead zone the size of Connecticut haunts fishermen trying to make a living in the Gulf of Mexico near the Mississippi River Delta. According to the American Prospect magazine, the dead zone in the Gulf is caused by an overload of nitrogen and phosphorus nutrients originating from agricultural fertilizers. As corn prices soared over the last decade and production spiked, so has the nutrient pollution moving downstream from farm belt states to the waters of the Gulf. Across the globe, dead zones have been linked to industrial agriculture. A 2008 study in Science magazine identified 400 dead bodies of water, including Mobile Bay, Alabama, and Long Island Sound. Yet rivers and bodies of water can revive themselves if the nutrient pollution stops. In Eastern Europe, the Black Sea partially came back to life in the 1990s after the Soviet Union collapsed and subsidies for fertilizers were ended. But the pollution load continues to grow along the Mississippi as corn production surges to meet rising demand in Asia and production of ethanol increases. Many Gulf environmentalists fear there is little hope in combating the dead zone without a radical overhaul of U.S. agricultural policy, including a move away from growing commodity crops for export. But today there is little interest in funding alternative sustainable agriculture models. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.